We're holding here at the beginning of Perek Revi, and where he's speaking about healing the problems of somebody who is deficient or ill in something of his nefesh. Now, he's going to be listing here the golden mean, so to speak. Let's start with that, and we'll talk a little about it. Ha'pe'ulos ha'shein tovos. When I'm asking about what are the good activities, the activities that are, that not just specific mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but talking about a person who does good, what are we referring to? So he said, ha'pe'ulos ha'shavos, ha'mutzos b'shnei k'tzavos, actions that are equidistant between two extremes, sheshnehem ra, the extremes being bad, both of them. Ha'echad mem yitur ve'echad chisur. One is an excess of something, one is a deficiency. Ve'hamailos, the type of activities that are appropriate, hein tchunos nafshes v'kinyonim, these are character traits, acquired or natural, equidistant between two bad traits. Let's try to understand a little bit, what does he mean by this golden mean? People are fond of quoting the golden mean, and it's sort of usually lopped together with sort of a grandfatherly advice of don't be too much, don't be too little, and so on and so forth. The Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Deos, which is what we call Midos. The Rambam calls it Hilchos Deos. And that's how the Rambam starts his first perek. In Hilchos Deos, he speaks about people are born or acquire certain personality traits and character traits, and it is bad when it's one extreme, and it is good when it's in the middle. Let's try to understand what that means. So we obviously understand when we're dealing with the good and the bad, we're not going to deal with the with something along the lines of nice advice. Do everything in moderation. That sounds sweet, but it really doesn't have much in terms of content. It's kind of a common sense advice that you would pick up in some low level advice. It's not something that has any fundamental value to it. It also has an absurdity to it. For instance, let's take an example. Someone will come and tell me, "Thou shalt not be a glutton, and thou shalt not be a masochist." Okay, I hear. So, what is my maximum ascetism? Masochism is not eating. So, if I eat zero, I am torturing myself, and I'm in, great suffering. And you can't eat less than zero. So, zero is one extreme. How much is the maximum I could gorge? Okay, I haven't actually tried it, but let's say four steaks would be the maximum. So is the midpoint two steaks? Does sound strange. Someone will ask me, what is the maximum I can give for charity? The answer is every penny I have, or close to it. Or let's even go to get as absurd like that. Imagine I'm earning, I need just let's say a number, $100,000 a year to live on, and I'm earning $500,000. So $400,000 is the maximum I could give without starving myself. Okay, and what's the minimum I can give is zero. So zero, and $400,000, or every penny of it. So am I? So having the $400,000, the $200,000, is that called the golden mean? What's called the midpoint? How do I, so, yes, on an intuitive level, but say, in moderation, a lot, but not a lot, but a little of everything, that boils down to nothing. So again, what are we is talking about? Every midah has extremes, and any one extreme is not good, and a midpoint is good. And how do we define a midpoint? Let's give one more example that'll probably help us a little bit. Water comes from zero in at its zero centigrade freezing and 100 degrees centigrade boiling. So let's say I tell somebody I don't like water to be, I don't want to freeze, I don't want to scald myself. So guy says, okay, let me show you how to do the 100 degrees is the least water can be. That's terribly cold, yes. And 100 degrees centigrade is the most it can be, and that's terribly hot. So 50 degrees centigrade, that would be the perfect temperature for you to be in. I have news for you. 50 degrees centigrade is 112 degrees Fahrenheit. 104 is about as far as you can go in without really, really being scalded. At 112 degrees, you're going to be in quite a bit of pain. Not a very happy situation. So it's certainly not 112. So what does it mean? So let's add a piece that the Rambam says a lot in terms of when he speaks about it in Yisoriya Torah, in Hilchos Deos, and in Morne Nevuchim in some places. It means that a person is not pulled along with any one of his middos. The person is not, he's not stingy and not throwing out money. He is making use of the some third point, which is not, it doesn't consist of his inborn stinginess or inborn sharing, but rather a seichel that sits on top of the two extremes and says, how much of my not giving shall I include and how much of my giving? Just like, let's go back to the muscle of the water, and that's why when I'm trying to adjust my shower, I am looking for neither hot water nor cold water. I'm looking for what I like. And I ask myself, how much hot water do I need to include and how much cold water? And to make the water I need. I am not being drawn along by the hot water. I'm not being drawn along by the cold water. I'm being drawn along by the by my enjoyment of whatever water it is, and I'm using hot and cold as a tools. Midos or deos, as he calls them, are never meant to ride their own natural end, because that takes it to an extreme. So if I'm a type of person that indulges, I will keep pressing more and more and more and more till I plots. If I'm a type of person that has an issue, I'll become anorexic and die of starvation. Those are the two extremes that take a person away from Tov. The Maral speaks about it in his terminology, and it's the same thing, just in a different language and a little bit of a different perspective. The Maral says every ktseh, every edge, leads to doom. And therefore, every midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a midah that is good in its own right if it is not controlled by something else. Controlled meaning it's serving a purpose higher than itself. It's only when all the midos serve a final purpose that they are appropriately appropriately used. This is be'etzem. Really, this is an imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middles. Because the Rambam says, and says Zemora, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primary middah is the control of the other middles. It is, by the way, let's not elaborate, but the mida that we associate with the name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is the primary, most central revelation of God, is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It's associated with a mida that is the mida that mixes other midos to create the right mida that reflects the ratzon of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That exactly is the concept of mida by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Maral's language, is the only thing that is really eternal. This is something, everything else turns into a death trap. So a person who is stingy to the extreme will dry himself up spiritually, socially, and everything else, and will cease to exist at some point. A person who spends recklessly without any, you know, din v'cheshbon, no sense of thinking why, what, when, where, will also spend himself out of existence. None of it lasts except for this mida, which is controls the other midos and uses them according to come to another goal, which is nobler, which is a real goal that's created by the seichel. So that's the Rambam's. That's so when we're talking here about this mida, the points we've made are as follows: a midpoint mida is one that is not. Its justification and its direction and composition rests not with any one of the two extreme middles. Rather, it's producing a third mida that stands above these middles. Two, the types of any one extreme mida does not have the power or the ability to exist. It just it goes off, and the only thing that can last forever is that midpoint, which we explained is like the name of Havaya Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's that same mida, same idea, whereas other ones are at some point they just peter out of themselves. He's going to go through a few of these middles, and they're all worthy of paying attention to on a specific level. Moshel zeh hazihirus, caution, shehi mida mutzas ben rova taiva or ben heder hargosha b'hanor. It's something that sits between overcraving to not having any feeling whatsoever, any desire. The vazehirus and pulas atov, caution is a good mida. Utchunas hanefesh adchayim min hazehirus himayil malas hamidos, and what causes zehirus is really, really one of the especially good midas of a person. Omnom, he says, rova taiva, too much craving or katzei rishon, that's one extreme. Veheder gosher banor legamri, and not having any feelings, is the other extreme. Ushneim ragama, both of them are bad. Ushtei tchunos haguf, asher mehen yischayvu rova taiva, and the parts of the nefesh which, from where you have too much craving, he had tchuna hayisera vehed argasha v'tchuna chaseira shneim pchisiyos v'pchisas amidas. So they are both they are both bad. So craving or not desiring are both bad midas. Let's take a look at what would be. So when a person eats because he's watching over his body and he needs to adjust what his diet is compared to his body, that's zehirus. But if he follows his body's craving or lack of craving, neither of those two are in any way good. So we need to use a mixture In order to attain right balance, we use a mixture. We need an appetite stimulant and something to turn away the attention of the appetite, for depending on whether we want to eat now or this or whatever it is. But you have this these two middles where zehirus is, so a person when he eats, so anorexia is a bad, and indulgence is bad. Eating wisely is not a little indulgence and a little anorexia. It is, that's I think called binge dieting, but rather it's something which follows what is appropriate, and this measures out what's appropriate, and then uses that as a guide for what food to eat. Next, he says, "V'chein ha'ayin ha'yofa, a good eye, mimutzas ben akamtzonos v'abizbus, is a midpoint between cheapness and spendthriftness." So he's, again, he's giving us a very interesting, what's the midpoint? He says, I have two bad extremes. One is just throwing money out, and one is being very cheap or stingy. The point behind it is the point of tzedakah is not how much money do I throw out, but how much money am I willing to share with somebody? Ayin yafa means that my sense of including the other is very strong, but it's not where I don't care. It's where I actually care to give the other person, and give them in a way that makes my own living possible. Hagvura, courage or strength, mutsas ben amesiras akonshav lebav, is a difference between recklessness and soft-heartedness. Let's talk about this a bit. We're used to the fact, it says, the Rishonim speak about Yaakov Avinu, and they ask, it says Vayetzalo, that he was scared when Esau was coming, and they talk about, well, did he know it was a promise of God? Didn't he have faith in God, and so on? So one of the Rishonim says over there that someone who walks into battle not scared is not somebody who has much bitachin. It's somebody who's reckless. That's all we can say about it. It's a meat of being reckless. When somebody is scared because he knows the reality, but he's also confident and comfortable that he's going to be okay because Hashem, then you have bitachon. But a person who's not at all sensitive to the dangers and so on is not going to. That's not a good midah. A person who walks into battle without being scared, that's not courageous. That's reckless, silly, and whatever it is. Just like I can share a story. Sorry for my brother-in-law. Acquaintance of his went into Rav Shach with somebody who was a big Baal Musar. And this person had the option. He was able to earn a lot of money, provided he would push off his wedding date by whatever it is, a month, a week. It was not that much time. He had a certain Rav who was like very strong-minded, and he said, don't push it off. You shouldn't push off a wedding. You have bitachon, that's it. Money is nothing. Money is nothing. Don't push off a wedding. They went to Rav Shach together, and Rav Shach said, he hears it's a very difficult decision. He needs time to think about it. It's hard to make a decision. So the person was really in a quandary, and when the Rav who had been with him left, he went into Rav Shach again, and he said, I don't know what to do. You told me. So Rav Shach said, listen, the reason why I told you I don't know what to do is because that Rav that was scheduled with you was saying money is nothing, money is nothing, money is nothing. I don't like that attitude. Money is very important and very difficult to acquire. But in the balance of things, I still think you should not push off the wedding and Mr. Shem Hashem will help and so on and so forth. But he didn't, when a person's bitachon comes on the background of a lack of healthy care and concern, that's not a midah tov in its own right. So gevura, strength, courage, is between, it's a midah that incorporates the need to expose up the danger and soft-heartedness. It's one of the things also, by the way, we take exception when people portray a lot of military type people as great heroes, and the image that we at least we were brought up with on Westerns was, you know, not scared to die type of person, couldn't care less, and you know, whatever. That's not a good midah. That's not courage. I couldn't care. Courage means that the person has a value, tremendous value to his life, a very sober assessment of what his chances are, and an understanding that sometimes a person must put his life in danger also. V'bedichus mimutzatzo holz v'keheus. There is a midah in terms of being upbeat, which is between being, you know, kind of crazy drunk, out of control, or being down, depressed, black mood, and so on. Hanava, humility, mimutzas bin agayvish es ruach. It's between arrogance and depression. In other words, real hanava means that the person evaluates himself as he is without feeling puffed up by it, or, you know, kind of extremely, so to speak, full of himself. So a person needs to have a realistic sense of himself, but none of the aftertaste of, wow, I'm so great, I'm so fantastic, so on and so forth. Hanedivus, kindness, charitableness, is mimutzas bin pazonas vakilus. It's between reckless spending and miserliness. Vahistapkus, being content with what you have, mimutzas bin avas hamomim atzlus. It's something which comes between desiring money and being lazy. Let's talk a little bit about this also. A person who is who has no ambition and no drive, so yes, he's not going to be into money, but his lack of drive and ambition is also big chisaron, because the person is lacking that. There's no push, no life force in the person. So when a person seeks to find the means he needs to live on and is able to cap those means, then he has the right and healthy balance of midos. So sichlonis mimutzas bein akas asavlonis, sorry, patience, is between anger, veheda agasha bezoyin, or total emotional apathy. Again, we're not supposed to be apathetic to someone else who is hurting me. Someone has said very unkind things to me. Someone has said things that are very biting, or whatever it is. I certainly can feel the hurt and the pain of it, but the midah of patience is, it tells me, wait, don't respond. It's no big deal. Think about why he might have did it or said it and so on. It's not something which is like a person who's depressed and has no sense of self, no sense of ego. That's not a good midah. The good midah is patience, forbearance, where a person says, okay, he said this, I can I can bear it. Boishes panim memutzas bein ha'azos v'beishanes. This is fascinating. Boishes panim is a midah tova. He says it's the midpoint between being between being a midah of chutzpah, where I have no boundaries, or beishanes means an inherent, unwarranted shyness that cripples me. So I'm afraid of my own shadow. I can't talk to somebody 10 years my junior because I'm afraid of him. That's not a positive meter. Positive meter is when I give the right value to other things and if I defer to it. V'chein shar hamidos lo yitztor chu l'shemus munochen l'davka im yu asan inyanim musogim uvanim. And he says, it doesn't make a difference, you know, I'm giving you all of these fancy names and terminologies. It's not really, that's not a real, ma, ani bemtza. They're not really, it's not really just the terminology I'm using, it's understanding the feel of what it is. Upamim yitub ne adam beila paulos v'yachsh v'echashak tzavas toiv v'maylaz ha'nefesh. Sometimes people make a mistake, and it's not only that they don't know what they're supposed to do; they think that one of the two extremes is actually great. Upam yachsh v'ktzat ha'ktzeh rishon toiv. Sometimes they think that one end is good. K'mashyachshu ha'mesir l'sakonas mayla v'gratz l'sakonas giborim. People who they look at people who are reckless and they say, ah, these are courageous warriors, strong people. When they see somebody who does the most dangerous things and faces life threats willingly, and sometimes it's only by chance that they got saved. They praise them. So people do extreme sports type stuff, where they're really just endangering themselves all the time. It sounds as if, you know, people will say, ah, he's a great hero, this and that. And sometimes the other side that they'll praise. And someone that has no feelings of self-worth, so b'meila has no feelings of bizoyan, I say, oh, this person is great forbearance. V'la'otza, somebody that's lazy and basically he doesn't mind starving as long as he's been fishing out all day, mistapik b'chelko. V'al nedar gosha banos la'avi tivoy nizhar. And somebody who, just because his nature doesn't allow him to indulge in stuff, I say, oh, he's a very careful, ascetic person. The same thing they also treat spendthriftness and as being, ah, he's being about stucker. The fact he's giving away all his money, that's not a healthy midah, it's not a healthy sign. But it is all a mistake. But omnom yeshubach be'emes ha'mitzua ve'elav roi la'odom lechavein v'yishkol po'loisav kulon tomas ha'mitzua. That really a person ought to find what the midas ha'mutz is, and that's what ought to be praised. So Ram says, first of all, a lot of times identifying, people have mistaken notions of what is a midah tova. And I guess if we can, let's sum it up, and then we'll see, we will have a certain key for understanding how to determine whether something is a midah tova or not. Is it something that came about through a mixture of different tchunas and nefesh of a person? For instance, somebody who goes into battle without regards for anything, that's an extreme of one type. And whatever meat it is, but the fact that this person is going to the oomph, to the end, is missing something. So anything that doesn't have I can't determine what did I need to think about, what did I need to weigh and to measure before I acted. If I can't think of that, then I don't have a mida mutsas. To be a mida mutsas, I need to actually think and understand that there are two choices, and I need to weigh and measure what is the appropriate response for me. Okay, so we're holding here in V'dakei L'amidas Rishon L'madnu in the paragraph V.